This is called Spirits. Once upon a time in Naples, I had a panic attack in the plush box seats of Teatro San Carlo. It was just after intermission. John Turturro and his cousin Aida were the main players. And in a strange sleight of hand, De Filippo's spirit spoke English, the playwright's native Neapolitan relegated to titles on a screen. Our seats were red velvet, and my friends were annoyed. They'd grown weary by then, passed me tissues, avoided my eyes. When the tissues ran out, I sat on my shaking hands. I could not fathom how to breathe. The play was interminable. They always are. Anyway, I fell in love with the image of my body tumbling over the balustrade in the dark, the thud I would make. Or would it be a crash? It didn't matter. I was already dead. My body falling endlessly, then bouncing back up, a cartoon on rewind in an 18th century edit suite while my ghost passed through the red velvet curtains to wander the theater, fingertips feeling along the walls for purchase, inevitably finding the hall of mirrors, tear-stained reflections in the prismed light. The chandeliers were an assault, that and the audience laughing on cue. I wanted out, but I couldn't find the doors, and I wanted to drink, if not the frigid January air, then something decidedly stronger, spirits, naturally, but that ship, as they say. And I'd have settled for an icy cigarette in Piazza del Plebiscito, beloved cloud of frozen gray smoke, swirling. You never picture Naples in winter, how could you? So much lava and ash, postcard passeggiata along Santa Lucia, the mezzogiorno sun forever glittering the bay. But early that morning, barefoot and shivering in the Palazzo Angio, I could see my breath in the near dark, gazing through ex-photos of frost on thin panes of glass as if I were conjuring the dead. Across the cortile, even the nuns had called in sick for vespers, climbed back in bed to stay warm. Rows of tiny windows sealed shut, shuttered. Actually, I don't know if any nuns still live there, but I could feel their cloistered presence at dawn, wrapping it around me like some kind of bad habit. I didn't yet know that Naples has no tolerance for melancholy. Only farce. Careful now, she'll turn you into a ghost.